given a goat.
Am I getting rich?
Yeah, you're rolling in the goat.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Badou est un guide touristique. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux aux chefs de village. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef de village selon Christopher? Ses ânes, ses vaches et ses chèvres. 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? Elles cuisinent. 3. Comment sont les cases? Elles sont simples et formidables. Répétez ces mots et retenons leur traduction. Une chèvre, goat. Une vache, cow. Une case, a hut. Nous avons entendu les phrases suivantes.
They were made by the villagers. They were dug by the man in the village. The best food is cooked by the women here.
Ces phrases sont à la voix passive. Nous avons utilisé la forme passive pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action. Nous pouvons dire sur ce modèle, The war was won by the soldiers. The prize was given by the boss. Nous avons entendu Christopher et Badou présenter les choses. Nous l'avons entendu dire,
These huts are so simple and wonderful.
Nous pouvons présenter des choses, des animaux ou des personnes en utilisant des démonstratifs. Those, this, these ou that. Écoutez ces autres exemples.
Do you see those wells?
This village is well organized.
These animals are given to the chief. See that group of kids over there?
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. Cela nous a permis de réviser du vocabulaire relatif aux animaux domestiques. Vous avez aussi entendu comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action et entendu comment présenter, montrer des choses. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel.
Au cours de la leçon suivante, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite une clinique pour personnes âgées, Old People. Il parle avec un des médecins. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à décrire quelqu'un, spécialement une personne âgée. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph.
Good afternoon. I'm Martin Lerner. Are you Dr. Haroon?
Yes. Hello. We've met.
Have we?
We met last year.
Where?
At the hospital. I worked at the hospital last year.
Do you work there now?
No, I work here at the clinic.
Who are your patients at the clinic?
Many are old people. Many are poor, too.
Do you like old people?
Yes, I do. They're interesting. I like children, too, but I learn many things from old people. Can you see that old man near the door?
Yes. He has an interesting face. How old is he?
He's about 80 years old.
He's handsome.
Yes, he is. He's strong, too. He's not sick. He broke his leg.
Is his leg broken now?
No, he broke it last year.
He looks like my grandfather. He's tall and straight. His hair is gray. His face is thin.
His leg is a problem. He can't move it very well. He's very slow. He can't walk very well. Do you see that woman near the window?
The one with white hair?
Many old people have white hair. The one in the blue dress.
Yes, I see her.
Écoutez encore une fois tous ces mots descriptifs. Vous allez entendre des adjectifs tels que old, vieux, poor, pauvre, sick, malade, young, jeune, handsome, beau, strong, fort, tall, grand, gray, gris, white, blanc, interesting, intéressant.
Sick people, young, young man, handsome, handsome man, strong, strong man, tall, tall man, gray, gray hair, white, white hair, interesting, interesting face, thin, thin face.
Pouvez-vous maintenant décrire une vieille femme? Pensez peut-être à votre mère ou à votre grand-mère. Des questions telles que Is she old? What color is her hair? Is her face thin or round? Son visage est-il maigre ou rond? Allez-y.
Is she young or old? What color is her hair? Is her face thin or round?
That woman has a pretty face.
Is she sick?
She's not sick now. She was sick. She's very weak.
She looks happy.
Yes, she's getting well, but she's not strong. She's a wonderful person.
May I talk to some people?
Yes, come with me. Good morning, Mrs. Ely.
Who is he?
This is Martin Lerner.
Is he a doctor?
No, he isn't. He's a reporter.
What does he want?
I want to ask some questions. May I?
Pardon?
May I ask some questions?
Why?
I want to ask about the people in this clinic.
They're old and sick.
Are they all sick?
No, they're all old.
Are you sick?
No, but I'm old.
How old are you?
I'm not going to say.
I'm sorry.
I'm more than 70.
You look like my grandmother.
Do you like your grandmother?
Of course, I love my grandmother.
What does she look like?
She's beautiful. She's tall.
Does she have gray hair?
Her hair is brown.
My hair is gray. It was brown.
Mrs. Ely comes here with her brother.
You're not sick.
No, I'm not sick. I'm healthy and strong.
That's right. Excuse me, I'm going to see my patient.
Écoutez encore une fois les adjectifs que nous avons vus au cours de cette leçon.
Beautiful, beautiful grandmother. Healthy, healthy woman. Strong, strong woman. Nice, nice doctor. Kind, kind doctor. Helpful, helpful doctor. Smart, smart brother.
Pouvez-vous maintenant décrire une personne